proclamation number 4961 dated the September 2nd, 1950. Love for God and one's neighbor. Whatever you want people to do to you when you suffer adversity, you should also do to them. That is the commandment of neighborly love, which is the most important commandment for you because it includes the love for God at the same time. For whoever loves his neighbor like his brother also loves the Father above all else, whose child is the neighbor. And thus you humans know what you ought to do in order to become blessed, for these two commandments are the epitome of my will, the fulfillment of which is your earthly task. If you pay attention to these two commandments of love for God and your neighbor, you will be enabled to commit a sin but will live to please me, and I will bless you in turn by increasing your realization and wisdom, light and strength. Yet you humans also know that you are repeatedly approached by the opponent in order to push you off the right path, in order to make you desert me. And therefore he will try to prevent you from arousing my favor. He will try to stop you from loving me and your neighbor and time and again persuade you to transgress these commandments of mine. He will make you conscious of the fact that you are more important, that you should think of yourselves first and thus let selfish love dominate, so that you will have no understanding for your fellow human beings' hardship and neglect me in favor of your own endeavors, earthly possessions, which are temporary. And thus you will have to decide, you will have to choose me or my adversary, you will have to fulfill my commandments or perish in selfish love, for my adversary only wants your ruin. But the love you give me and your neighbor will make you happy, for this love is truly strength and increases spiritual possessions. Your one and only purpose in life is to help your fellow human being, for selfless neighborly love is the right means of release for your soul, it is the purchase price for eternal beatitude. In the spiritual kingdom, however, love is natural, whereas on earth it is an effort to rise above oneself, because selfish love still constitutes a strong counterweight which, however, is wrongly directed love and locks the entrance to the kingdom of the blessed spirits. Love comes forth from me and leads back to me again, but anyone who is without love has voluntarily excluded himself from my circuit and is therefore at risk of falling prey to the one who is entirely without love because he is my opponent. That is why he is to be fought. Love shall be practiced and therefore my commandment always be complied with. You shall shape yourselves into love through selfless labors of love so that you will correspond to my fundamental nature, so that you will liberate yourselves from your enemy's bondage, so that you will unite with me and be eternally happy. Amen.